is pressure on business. There's no doubt about that. I mean, we don't know if it's down to the cost of living, as I said, or is the weather that's causing the impact. But the football is not there. I mean, the tourism numbers are not there at the moment. So there is a lot of pressure on the hospitality sector. So we will be very confident, and we are putting a lot of pressure on, that we'll get the VAT rate back down to 9%. And that would only come in line with other European countries in that. At the moment, Ireland is the second highest in the EU for our VAT rate. So it's very important that we look at this to make sure that businesses are survived. And I've no doubt, I mean, the government will help and support. They have in the past over COVID and over the last number of years. And we were very hopeful that basically some solution can be here, found here as well.
It would seem unlikely, though, judging by what is out there at the moment this week, that a return of the 9% VAT rate would be included in the upcoming budget. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, definitely, I mean, you know, that's out there. But I mean, we are putting pressure on. We are, you know, and in fairness to the government and to members, I mean, they do realise that there's an issue there at the moment, and that, I mean, the cost of living and that, I mean, you know, the Aer Lingus strike, I mean, does not help them. I mean, and all this is a negative impact on tourism. And let me rightly say here too as well, we as the hospitality sector, you know, and the hotel sector, did a lot of damage to people's costs. I mean, you know, you have the price of, like, hotel rooms around Dublin and the bigger cities. And this is not helping our industry, I mean. But likely here in Donegal in the northwest region, we have exceptional value here in hotels and great value to be got. But, I mean, we all have to play a part in this, and we cannot start blaming government or blaming anybody else. We as a hospitality sector have to look to ourselves as well and make sure that we're giving value for our money. But the one thing I can definitely say is here in Donegal in the northwest, we have exceptional value for our money. And tourism is huge here in Donegal in the northwest region. And that's why basically we have to look at it.